Thank you, Brother Tim. And our children's Bible class group are now going to make a spectacular entrance. This includes the ages 4 to 7 is what we're going to start with. So we're going to start out with the stars of the presentation. And there's quite an army of them. So they'll just take a minute to set up. They have their selections of music, and they'll announce their songs, and we're in store for quite a treat. Their next visit will be Carnegie Hall.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. The young, you can sit here in the front rows and you can listen to the older people sing. They're not going to be quite as good, but the next group coming up is the Chicago Singers and a King, Joseph King. The Chicago Singers and Joseph King. So they're going to sing next, and we appreciate
1, 2, test.
What Sebastian and Amelia
can you hear me?
And Caleb and organizing this group and the beautiful songs that the young people sang.
So we have some slides to show you, 4 slides, and then we're going to show you the words to this song. And then the last verse is in English. So we'd like you all to join with us in English when you see English words. That means you should try to sing with us. So by that time, you should know the melody because we're going to play 2 verses before the English. And this is a song that we learned in Israel a couple months ago. It was a dedication. It was a song of dedication to an exhibit that Bible students have placed in a place called Biblical Tamar Park. And Brother Brett is going to show a slide that says, Shalom from Biblical Tamar Park. And so there's a theme that runs through the Psalms. What is it? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord. And you'll find it in many, many psalms. And a few psalms, at least 3 or 4, this is throughout the entire psalm, like every other verse almost, says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Do we have a slide up yet? There we go. So the tabernacle exhibit on this trip, it was placed a year ago in March, and then this past March, 2 months ago, 4 brethren came from Poland and they built a pavilion around Sister Lundquist's tabernacle. And you'll see that some of those slides there. And then this is a song in Hebrew that we learned, the group that you see there. There's 2 groups. The first group is the group of volunteers that were working at the park and dedicated this new pavilion. And the second group is a group of 8th graders who were one of the first big groups to enjoy the atmosphere of the pavilion. The pavilion has scriptures surrounding it inside and out that explain features of the tabernacle. So if you want to know more, ask Joyce and I, and we would give you a website to go to. So we have 2 singers here and a flutist, and we're very excited to sing this. I need my copy. What happened to it? Oh, you need a copy, though, too. That's all right. You sure? Yeah, you're singing English. All right, here we go.
Oh, do, oh, do, oh, do.
okay. Here we go.
Give thanks to the Lord, He is good. His love will forever endure. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love will forever endure. Give thanks to the
So we have two brothers from Chicago and a king here. If we're going to sing number 303, you could put it on the screen if you'd like. And feel free to join in with us. What key are we? Yes, I know. Okay.
Chicago singers. So we're fortunate to have a final group. The Milwaukee Choir has agreed to make a stop on their international tour here. And so we're looking forward to two beautiful songs, the first being gentle, it's actually a melody of two songs. Medley, thank you. A medley of two songs. Gentle Shepherd and A Little Flock. A medley of those two songs.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need your strength from day to day.
And next, the Milwaukee Choir is going to sing Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. We will.